Things a little bit differently today and do Tuesdays live right now and then record the podcast for this topic shortly thereafter at some point. I want to jump on you really fast because there's a lot to update you with. First and foremost, we have a brand new topic that's very fitting for May because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and that is on the topic of Bipolar 2. That is live. Here. And we also have a new e-zine that is up. As you can see, it's loading right now. And it will keep you up to date of all the current things, including our newest topic and what's coming up for June, which will be Chris's, where I discuss Chris's experience on our newest podcast episode for the month of June as well. And his answers to several of my questions related to that topic. And then for July, we will not have a topic because of the 4th of July weekend, and I know usually people are out of town. So we will kind of suspend monthly topics for the month of July and then return in August for our newest topic on the topic of IBS. That's August topic. And in between that, guys, you're more than welcome to contact me. Let me know what you would like to see or work with me on. You can do so through our Facebook Messenger app, which is right here. Or we also have a very simple contact form. And I'm trying to find it as we go down here. And here's where you can find all of our social medias as well as our current podcast episodes and YouTube channel episodes. All of that is on here as well, including our media package. And we'll also be working on, my moderator will be working on a brand new playlist for you guys that you can all interact with as well. That's in the works. Here's a simple form. All that I ask is in the message itself, you verify what you would like to discuss, whether it's doing a theme show topic for our podcast with me, co-hosting with me, paid service or a free service. You would like to be a guest blogger, which is a free service. You would like to talk about serious sponsorship with the Abler in some capacity. I'm all for it as long as it fits the theme of our platform. We do not take straightforward political or religious topics, and if you're a platform that only deals in those topics, I highly suggest you refrain from contacting me or our moderator at any point. Also, I wanted to let you guys know as well, I've been receiving quite a few spam comments on the blog that are in English. You should all know that I'm very conscientious about the platform overall when it concerns the Abler, because everything that we post on the Abler, whether it be the blog or one of our social media channels or anything at all, it is public. So that means I have to be very conscientious of who posts what, because there could be someone under the age of 18 on that platform. Now, if it's obvious that you do not speak English, please do not take offense. We do not have a translator. I don't know if that's something we will improve in the following years as we grow, because I do have some major goals for this platform in general. Hopefully, I would like to say yes, we will, but for the time being, we don't. So that means if you're someone that posts and it's not in English, it will be marked as spam or deleted immediately. I've noticed that even if it isn't in English, we've gotten quite a bit of spam content within our platform. That will also be deleted. I don't need gimmicks like a casino thing. I don't need the free iPhone. I don't need a free iPad. I don't need this or that or promote it here and get paid to do it. Pay me to promote this. No, that's not how it works. So that's basically all I want to say on the subject. Please be mindful of what you post before you post it on the Ablers platform. And that goes for any social media channel, not just the blog alone. Or on every social media channel, guys, except for Snapchat. So you can look for this little yellow and blue icon here with the Abler logo, and you will find us. You will find us on Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook page, or have a public Facebook group. Again, I just specify, please fill out the questions. Otherwise, you will not be accepted in unless you fill out the questions. If you're someone that does but automatically spams, or your profile looks suspicious in some way with no photo, no current interaction, more than you just joined 12 groups or something like that, posted one thing, then I will remove you because it just seems suspicious and not safe. But other than that, I want to thank everyone for your support, your acknowledgement of my work. Thank you for participating, whether it be on our Instagram page or our Facebook group or our Facebook page. The numbers have gone up recently a little. So I want to thank you for that support, and I hope you guys are with us for the next several months because we have some big updates coming up. Thank you guys, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.